You may have run across a force dynamometer before, even if you haven't realized it. Dynamometers are used in all sorts of force measurement. One of the most common things for these instruments to be used for includes testing on cars. If you have ever taken your vehicle in for even an emissions test, it may be that a dynamometer was used in some portion of the test. It might be easy to see that such a dynamometer works to measure whatever force is exerted on it. There are different types of dynamometers that may work slightly differently, but overall they work to measure whatever torque may be exerted. Dynamometers can be classified into different areas, including universal dynamometers, absorption dynamometers, and motoring dynamometers. A motoring dynamometer basically measures the power or force needed to operate a vehicle, while an absorption dynamometer can be driven. Universal ones can do either job. The classifications don't necessarily end there. An engine dynamometer is one that can be directly coupled to the engine of a car. A chassis dynamometer measures force from the wheels or drive wheel of a vehicle. Some dynamometers measure force through the energy exerted on an arm of the system, while others measure via an electric charge. How you use your particular force dynamometer depends on what type you actually have. Overall, a dynamometer or dyno is used to put a number on both torque and rotational speed, also known as RPM. When used in an emissions test, dynos basically measure the loading of the engine or full powertrain to make sure that they comply with the EPA standards. Dynos can help cut out a lot of the difficulty with measuring force. Instead of having to take the time to calculate out all the numbers, the machine can basically do it for you. Not all dynamometers have to do with emissions testing, however. Some are designed to specifically measure the force, weight, or tension of a given load. This can especially be useful if you are in construction and deal a lot with cables and lifting heavy weights. You can easily check that your cables and equipment are up to the proper standards by measuring their tension or load readings. Basically, dynos can be used on anything that requires some sort of measurement of tension or precision force. To put it simply, a force dynamometer has a variety of uses in which it measures force. This force could be in a vehicle where it measures both torque and rotational speed at the same exact time. This force could also be precision force or tension on a load-bearing piece of equipment, such as a cable. There are many different kinds of dynos, including universal ones that are designed to do the work of both a motoring dyno and an absorption dyno. There are dynos that can be put on a car engine or drive wheel. Others can simply be applied directly to a cable or a specific load to measure the exact force that it is exerting on a piece of equipment. If your job involves making sure that certain force is staying within specified guidelines, then you need the proper dynamometer for the job. Since there are many different kinds out there, make sure you get a quality dyno that can really do what you want it to do.